Gambling, the program side.
A weekly podcast for summer camp professionals, hosted by Kurt Jackson and Chris Callow.
Now it's time for another entertaining episode exploring the fantastical world of summer camp programming.
Welcome back to the Scamp Life Podcast, the programming side.
Woo-hoo.
I am Christopher D. Callow, and that over there is my co-host, Curtis T. A. Jackson.
No,
A. Not Jackson.
T for Trip?
I don't know. I can tell you what the A stands for, and I just can't say it on the podcast.
Awesome. Yeah, you can say awesome. It's okay.
We'll is that you. What it is, you think?
That's so. What it is. Oh, yeah. Man.
Welcome back. We always say welcome back. Could be. I say, or they're binging us and listening to all of us.
Still a welcome back.
I always ask Netflix. I wish Netflix would know that I'm binging episode after episode. I'm like, I don't need to see a previously on. I just watched it.
Yeah, so true. Do you ever get that thing where it says, are you still there?
Yes.
Or yeah. Do they still do that? I haven't now, binged I have, lately.
I'm like, yes, I'm still here. Don't judge me. I got nothing going on today. I'm going to watch this entire. And then I did that with The Mandalorian because we just got Disney Plus again. So it's one after one. Carrie was mad because I stayed up till 4 a.m. watching all the episodes and she's now has to catch up. I'm like, sorry. They were just so good.
Does she enjoy it? Does she like that?
She likes that one. It's got baby. Oh, okay. That helps.
That's true. It totally helps. Totally helps.
That's what brings it in. Some.
Yeah. So last week we had Whitney, last time. Oh my gosh.
You're getting to be like me.
So we had Whitney on and that was awesome. And I thought, or we were thinking we should talk about other guests that aren't guests that you would get from a places. Company. Like from what?
From places. I'm being very vague.
From places.
Another place in the world that is not your camp.
I don't even look at yours, but I'm thinking like that aren't necessarily not hired, but you wouldn't go through an entertainment company necessarily.
Yeah, a couple of mine are.
Oh, yeah. So now I see. Yep. But not all
the first
of them.
Couple
so
ones,
that's good.
Yeah. The rest are maybe just ideas that people don't think of. A lot of mine are actually from when I was the Boy Scout camp director, because these are people we would bring in to help with merit badge stuff.
I would just go to it
because I enjoyed it. I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to do this, even though I'm not getting a merit badge. This is fun.
A few of mine are from when we had people come out to camp as well. So from personal experience. Yeah. Anywho, or should we just jump into it then?
We do. Yeah. I'd say we have 10 each.
Yeah.
So we'll get 20 ideas of guests.
Yeah. We'll get there. And I don't know how many. So do you at your camp, I guess at the one in Illinois or this one, do you have any guests come in that aren't part of camp? Like you have volunteers or paid people that would come in to do anything?
We haven't really. We did. I've had people offer it. We actually did more at our church. We had a juggler come in one time at our church and
really?
Do a whole juggling show kind of thing for the kids. I thought, oh, that'd be cool for camp, but it's we just didn't really have the budget for that at camp
yeah.
to have to pay a person to come in. But again, at the Boy Scout camp, we had a lot of these and we didn't pay them. They were volunteers that came in and they were happy to teach and do these kind of things for the camp.
Hey, listen, though, there are camps that make money and have money for these
That's
types
true,
of things. Man. I hear some of these camps will do the color war and they'll open it up with some huge helicopters coming in and fireworks and everything. I was like, those
Taylor Swift singing.
I worked for one camp that had the budget to do stuff like that. Mm. The other camps, no. It was a Parks and Rec, it was Boys and Girls Club. They were not these big private camps that I worked at, just one big YMCA camp. They don't all have to be volunteers.
Sure.
I'm sure there are camps listening right now going, we've got a little bit in the budget to hire some people. I know magicians is a big thing. But anyways, let's go. You want to go what?
Those of you camps that have the money to pay for people, let me give you my Venmo. Just pay Kurt and I for these great ideas we're giving you.
Buy us a coffee. That's the thing.
Sure, I'll start. Is that what you said? You asked me to start?
Yeah. Go for it.
All right. So my first one, have you heard of the silent discos that they're having now?
With the headphones
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, I see them more at camp vendor halls. They're all over in the vendor halls, and we were just at one they had a silent disco. So you hired this DJ to come in and everyone puts on these headphones. I have not done it. It's something I really want to do because I think it's amazing. Because everyone is just hearing the music in their headphone. They're dancing and stuff. But you can't hear it outside that, so it's really quiet. So I guess if you have a camp like in a
residential area,
you can't be loud, can't play loud music, get the silent disco going. But I also think it's hilarious because you're just whatever, a spectator. You're just sitting there watching all these campers
get
down. sound at all.
Now, I haven't been to one of these either, but I hear that you usually get two options. So you switch the headphones. Nice. Was that you?
That was not me. What is that?
What did I do?
Did it? You did two? A bunch of balloons just showed up in Kurt's background.
Right? So we're on Zoom, and I don't know, one of us did something to trigger all these balloons to come up. That was weird.
Again, because you went two. Is that no?
Like two? No? I don't know.
Thumbs up.
Oh,
you got fireworks.
Wow. Why don't you get that? Didn't we have this last time? And it was like, we found out that it was a Mac thing or something. So there was a thumb. I thought I turned this off, but I didn't know two thumbs gives you fireworks. How do I get the balloons back?
Peace sign. I'm telling you, you had the two because you said two. There was two something.
There they go. That is crazy. We'll see what else happens during this recording.
Nice. Like, you're mad at me for sending you balloons.
I was like, how'd you do that? Are you trying to distract me? Okay, let's get back on
track. It worked. We were distracted. I got nothing. It doesn't work on my computer.
I'm trying, though. Hilarious. So going back to this, so I hear that you on your headphones, you can switch from one to the other and the DJ plays two different tracks. So you're like, perfect. Oh, I like this one better. And you're dancing that. So they're dancing on different beats and stuff. But I think it's cool. I would love to check that out.
When I was a teacher, we would do headphone karaoke, which I think silent disco would do well with this too. Headphone karaoke is when somebody has headphones on and they're singing along. But everyone else is just hearing the voice. They're not hearing the background music. It's so funny because, you know, you sound good in headphones. Like, why have I not recorded or signed a contract with a recording artist? But everyone else, dude, you do not. You're trying hard to sound good, but it is not coming across good without the background.
My first one are your basic, like we talked about entertainers last time. So, just entertainers. We're talking
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Because she's very like $10 you get her, I think. But magicians, people who are like bands, live bands, that kind of thing. So anything that would be entertainer that you would typically think entertainer. Definitely Kiss. Go for any of those. Who?
Kiss.
Kiss, because they're still on tour.
You too. You can, in fact,
although
bring your camp on a field trip to the Sphere in Vegas.
There you go. So we just moved to Destin, Florida, and it's apparently a very touristy spot. It's called the Redneck Riviera because all of Alabama uses this place as a vacation spot.
Sorry, Kelly.
she knows, right? But she knows, yeah. Anyways, they have a Club LA is what they call it. And every week they have a tribute band, it seems. But they have all these tribute bands. You don't have to get the real band. They sound great. So we want to go see it. We hear it on the radio, the commercials all the time. But yeah, get a local tribute band to come to your camp.
There's a, I can't remember what it's called, but it's something Mini Kiss or something, Little Kiss. and it's little persons that dress up and sing songs of Kiss. And
really?
I've seen it online somewhere on TV. I was like, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I think any kind of a band that does music that already, especially like tribute, I love tribute bands, so I don't care if they're really tall or it doesn't matter who they are. But I think also like high school bands, like local high school bands that just want to play like some kind of gig, that'd be fun too. As long as they play covers. I don't want any originals. Don't give me your original.
Nobody wants that. I want the good stuff. Speaking of Destin, Florida.
Yeah.
This maybe our listeners will not find it as amazing as I do. I used to be on Central Time in Illinois. You were on Eastern Time where you were in Orlando.
In Orlando, yeah.
And then I moved to Indiana. Now I'm on Eastern Time. And you moved to Destin, Florida. Now you're on Central Time in Destin, Florida.
Right. It's still Florida. How am I on Central Time? It's
so weird.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's... The so struggle we were, is real, man.
Yeah, we were synced up on our times and now we're off again.
We're off. I was so excited when you came over to Eastern. I was like,
it made it so much easier when we knew when we were going to record. So much easier.
Are we going to record at 10? And it was 10 for both of us. Where before it was like, are we going to record at 10? And you're like, what is that? I think that's 9 10 my
who?
Time.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Is that 11? I don't know. And now we're back that again.
It still throws Carrie off because every time she goes home, she's like, oh, it's faster to go home. Because you get an hour back or whatever. Like, it still takes 3 hours to get back.
It's just
time changes. Like, it's not faster.
That's the way we felt when we were traveling and we were like around the country and we gained an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, we're in the future. Hold on.
What are we going to do with all this extra time we've gained?
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Too fun. All right, next idea. A bubble party. Now, this is actually the people I saw that did the silent disco at the vendor fair. I wish I would have written their name down. I did not. We were just at a conference and saw it. But they also had bubble parties where they had these little bubble makers. Like they look like, they almost look like speakers is really what they look like. Because they're on like a tripod stand, but they just shoot out tons and tons of bubbles. And like the
bubbles. So this isn't like the foam. It's
foam party, I guess, is really what. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And didn't you do this on your own?
I made our own. We made one. Yeah.
That's in the big 55-gallon drum thing, yes, right? Correct. That we talked about. Yeah.
But this is, and they weren't super expensive. I thought they were pretty cheap to rent. I'm like, I guess they do a lot of races. It's a big thing is to have a foam race.
Like
running.
And they run through the foam kind of stuff?
They run through the foam.
Right on.
But it was really
interesting.
Cool. When we get out our dumb little trash can that makes the foam, oh my goodness, everyone's there. So it's a huge hit.
Yeah. 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 Do the kids like get all foamy though? They have to take like their clothes are just wet and soapy.
They're not wet though. Like it's weird.
Huh.
And they only get wet is when they get in the hose that's filling the bucket. And so some of them will they want to slip and slide and play around. But you can just brush the foam, like the soap bubbles off and like you're dry and you're fine.
Oh,
so you don't have to get wet unless you want to.
I imagine it was like, it's really just everybody's like so afterwards. Yeah. But
sometimes we use the hose to get the soap off of them.
Yeah.
But we've also just unplugged the leaf, taken the leaf blower out of the thing and just blown it off of them. We just use the leaf blower to blow the soap off of them.
All right. Yeah, I like that. All right. My next one is first responders. So we, at one camp that I worked at, we had emergency services camp. And we had police, we had Marine Corps, we had fire come out and run activities. But it was a specialty, like, camp, a specialty week. So you don't have to do that. But I do know of camps that will have the fire truck. And the kids get to see the fire truck and talk to the firemen. You could do that with ambulance.
Sometimes
you could do that with police.
They clean out their trucks too, but they'll empty out all the water from their truck too. And so they'll do games where they'll hose you off and stuff too. And every so often they have to like empty out the water from their tanks.
That'd be fun.
So you can get them for that.
Also, I've seen where Lifeline, is that what it is? The helicopter, the medical helicopter will come in and you can, kids can take a look at that. Life flight. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, first responders. Military will do it as well, I think, depending on where you're at, if you have something local. So, bring some Humvees.
I don't know if you'd want this for campers, but we had the police in our area used our cabins one time for training. So they did a whole training on what to do. And so that was kind of, we didn't have campers there. It was just us, the staff.
Right, just for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, at this emergency services camp, one of the activities, because it was all for teens, and it was to get them interested in a career in one of these. And so they had to go into one of the cabins that they put like boxes and walls and stuff up, and they had to go and clear it. They're like, we know you're in here. And they go in with a police officer, and they go through the whole situation, which was cool. Yeah.
That'd be neat. Next on my list is athletes. So I guess this would fall under entertainers a little bit, but different athletes. And we, where we were at the time when the Cubs won the World Series, the MVP of the game was from the town right next to ours in Washington. So he was from Eureka. And so he would be able, like, he was very big about his hometown and coming back and doing like little things for that.
Nice. Stuff.
But you could also find like some college athletes if you have a college nearby or even near high school. Somebody that's doing well that would come in and work with, if you have a sports camp or something, they'd be willing to come in and maybe throw out pitches or see if you can hit it farther than the home runner or things like that. And, or beat the, how many shots, play pig with a professional basketball player would be kind
of. I would think you had to find out who like their agent or manager is and then just contact them and say, hey, these are, especially if you're a nonprofit, can he come in to, or she come in to do maybe a little talk or just to play a pickup game or something like that. I think a lot of them would.
Oh yeah. Especially if they're from that. Look around, a lot of pro athletes are from where we were at in Washington. We had several football players that went on to become professional NFL players. So it's like getting them to come back. And
Washington, Illinois.
Washington, Illinois. One of our people was The Bachelor.
Oh.
He was.
Well, that's a good lead in. That's a good lead into my next one, which is reality show cast members. So we had at a day camp that I directed, we had, it was in the Bay Area, a Survivor cast member come. She was from that area, and we asked her, can you come in and say hi to the kids? And she said, sure. Now, she wasn't one of the winners, and the kids, a lot of the kids are like, I don't watch Survivor. Who is this?
Yeah.
But the staff were really excited and wanted to hear all of the stories about what it's like when the cameras aren't on and what you go through as a Survivor cast member. So for them, it was really cool. The kids were a little, So you'd have to get, it wasn't a Teletubby or anything. Now I'm aging myself, but.
Your little pop figurine I got you was created by a Survivor. He was.
Oh, was it? You didn't say that.
It was. I got, my friend Steve had told me because he got me one that, of mine, and it was as a Survivor. He was on the show.
But, oh, nice! I'm not a huge I don't watch. I've watched a few seasons, but
I'm not up to date on it.
I have a couple of friends who are very into Survivor, and they would love to go on it. But you go reality show cast members, and you don't pay for them. They're happy to do it. So reach out, find
nowadays,
who, where
they
are.
Might be able to get some TikTok stars that would fit that.
Yeah.
Kids would know them a little bit more than reality show people.
That's true. Or YouTubers and stuff.
Yep.
Cool. What's your name?
Next on my list is a wildlife expert. And so we had a wildlife prairie park that was not far from our camp. And they had people that would bring animals and come and talk. We were that from at our last camp. We had the nature center with our animals. And so we would actually go to other camps and talk and bring our animals. But people love, kids love
they
animals.
Do.
That's a huge thing. And so bringing in a wildlife expert to talk about and teach about those animals. Just this last year, in fact, here at camp in Indiana, we had a pet store, an exotic pet store that brought in several of their critters and talked about
them. Oh, wow.
It was huge. And it was just a pet store. So if you have an exotic pet store nearby, they're usually pretty knowledgeable on their stuff. See if they would be willing to bring in some critters and do a little talk for your camp.
You're probably, I guess, the service dogs. I bet there's like a company that trains them would bring them in to talk about service dogs. Yeah. And what
my school one time, somebody that trained bloodhounds. They came in and talked about what training bloodhounds was like. And then they did a whole, one of the kids, he left his shirt. So like, They had a shirt, and then the kid went and hid somewhere in the gym when the dogs were out. So they bring the dogs in, they have them sniff the shirt, and the kid, he zigzagged all around, and the dogs went where he stopped on this part of the bleachers.
Oh, wow.
And
then they went,
so it's neat to watch seeing how bloodhounds cool. work.
So, I always liked, I don't watch, now that cut the cable cord, but I don't watch the talk shows anymore. But like the evening talk shows, I always loved when they'd have Jack Hanna or one of those animal experts come on and bring all these.
The croc hunter's son, whatever his name is, the kid's.
Oh, really?
It.
He's doing that now?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
He's on Jimmy Fallon all the time.
That's cool. It's so much fun to watch. My next one is parents with specific jobs. Always seems to be, you've got so many kids, and there always seems to be a few parents that have these really cool jobs. So just put out, hey, we're looking for parents with interesting jobs. They'll come in and talk to the kids or bring some props with your job or whatever. And I'm sure there's a few parents that are going to be like, yeah, I'll do that. Or they know somebody. Or do you know anybody who has a cool job that kids would really find interesting? Who knows what you'd come up with? It'd be cool.
That on like stereotype school TV shows. Like they always have a, whether it's a movie or something, like you bring your parent in to talk about the career day or something.
They have career day and stuff.
Yeah. I've taught at three different schools. We did not have one career day at any of those schools. So
there's always two. There's like the dad who has a really cool job that they're all into. And then there's the dad who
is like, Claus.
Please don't come. Please don't come. Yeah. I'm into accounting or whatever. And the kids are just bored. Yeah, don't do that.
Santa Claus movie, he came in. He was the on career day, and the kid was trying, like, my dad is Santa Claus. It's because I make toys.
All right.
Next on my list, it sticks with the parents with specific jobs, a chef. If you could bring in like a cool chef, or if parents, they work at a restaurant or something, they could come in and teach maybe how to make something really good, really tasty. This would be more for your specialty camps, probably, if you are having something like that. But even just to have like a guest chef, and you would announce that at mealtime, like tonight we have a special chef that's making, whether we had this one cook that made some amazing stuff.
So it was in the kitchen, or did you have to set up a table with, so only a few kids could like really get in there.
No, if you were watching, we'd have to set up a table, things like that. Like you have to, I think, but this was, she just did a guest. She was like a guest chef and made like a whole meal for a special, we did a special Spanish meal.
Okay.
And so she made the whole thing, and then kids got to enjoy it. So really, they didn't even watch her make it, but she came in, helped make it, and then we enjoyed the food. So we had a special guest chef for that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Food. Why not?
The food's always good.
So we already talked about celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. The celebrities that you can, I think if you're looking especially at social media celebrities, influencers, TikTok, YouTubers, influencers like that, a lot of them might not, they'd be like, they need to pay me. But I think there's a lot, depending on who you're trying to get, and especially if they're right in the area, that would come. And they don't have to have millions of followers. They can have kind of a smaller following, but do some really cool stuff on TikTok or on YouTube and have them come in. As far as like big celebrities, that one's a little bit tougher. I guess if they're,
you can have like your local playhouse, then get some of the actors and actresses in from that.
Or the, like the local weather person or anchor or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's always exciting. As long as it's
radio DJ.
Oh, a voiceover. If you get a voiceover actor that does cartoons, like this person does a SpongeBob or what have you, that would be cool.
I could come to your camp as the voice of Fix It Felix.
Very good. I'll be SpongeBob.
We'd have to lie. We'd have to lie to the campers because I am not really his voice, but everyone says I sound like him. So you had celebrities. My next one, authors or storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a storyteller to come in or things like that. But you can also, some of the authors, especially of new ones, a lot of times they'll come in. So our school actually got the Diary of the Wimpy Kid author, Jeff Kinney. Back when he just started, like right after his first book, he came in and did a whole author talk on things like that. So if you get like a newer kind of popular book, you might reach out. There's a good chance you can get them. But even just your local authors, I know we have one of our grandmothers of one of our staff members here writes a bunch of books, and she'd be willing to, you know, do talks and things like that, or just get a good storyteller to come in and tell some stories.
Storytelling is a skill.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. And I've seen storytellers, and I cannot tell a story. And I see somebody who can really well, and I'm just in awe. Yeah. It takes practice, but
gotta have good voicing. Gotta have a
good voicing, but you also, it's painting a picture.
Mm-hmm. Having that in there.
All right, my next one, artists. So come in and do a painting class. Not the, what do they call it? The sipping paint or something like that.
Something like that. What is it? Paint and sip. It's a paint and sip.
So you can have paint and sip with like hot chocolate, right? And the kids do that. Or if you have an artist on staff, but bringing in somebody would be cool that can actually do really cool art and show it off, but do it there. I think just having kids do it with you and do it like a paint sip would be awesome.
We had a chalk artist at camp last year. He came in and drew. That's been older faith-based camps. That was a thing back in the day.
Really?
He was an older gentleman. He'd been coming to camp for years, and he does this whole chalk painting. And then it was of Jesus. And then he turns on the black light things you didn't notice before.
Oh, what?
And so it's got that aha moment at the end. But that, really? I can remember growing up and having chalk artists at camp that would come in and paint, and whatever they'd paint or draw something. And then they'd flip it upside down and it would be something different too. There was always an aha moment at the end that would be cool.
We, one place that I used to live had these events, and one of them was an artist's event, and they had, there was a whole judging of it and everything else. Mm-hmm. And one portion was chalk art.
Oh yeah.
And so they, I guess, closed down the streets, but they did make it to where you could walk down and look at it. I think they closed one lane, and on the sidewalk, artists would do their things, and you'd go in and be like, whoa, that's cool. And you're sad because it wasn't going to be there forever.
And be gone.
You got to take pictures of it, but it was really impressive. And I can't remember, they have a name for it. I can't remember what the name is, but
we had that back in Pekin nearby our town in Illinois. They had a whole chalk art festival, or not festival, but like a contest as part of the festival.
Yeah,
you
it's cool.
Walk by and look at them all. It's neat. Next on my list, you're going to have to, you got to be a little, what's the word I'm looking for? You got to check them out ahead of time. Do some research. Because I would recommend getting a scientist or an engineer.
Okay.
But a lot of scientists and engineers aren't the best public speakers. They're not super exciting. Very smart people, very good at what they do, but speaking is not usually what they do. And
they're
so,
not Bill Nye.
They're not Bill Nye. So yeah, you're going to find, but getting a scientist to come in and maybe do some cool experiments of who's the guy, the engineer, Mark Rober, him that would come in and do some cool sciencey things or blow something up or build something cool like that. That would be really neat to have at a camp.
So met Mark Philip Rober, Drake, right?
Yes. Yes.
At a conference.
I knew him. Yeah. But we saw him
face to face is the first time. Correct. Right. And Philip is, he's personable, but he's not like that big energy kind of guy. However, he plays a character at camp where he puts a mad scientist wig on and everything else. And he does his like science project or demonstrations, and he plays this character and he gets really into it. So that's cool. If you have somebody on staff. Oh, what?
So now I wish I knew that.
Right.
Because Philip was in my classes, and my last class, we do the brain breaks, and I dress up as a mad scientist.
No, that's so funny.
But it wasn't super in character. It was just, I'm a mad scientist. We're talking about brains. Like, had I known, I would have just made Philip do it. And then because it was so hot. Halfway through that, we were upstairs in this classroom, and halfway through, the wig is off. My jacket is unbuttoned. The gloves were on. Like, it's so hot.
Where would you find a scientist or engineer?
Colleges.
Yeah.
Those would be your best ones for public speakers, too. Trying to get somebody because they talk to kids all day. Just older
ones. That's true. My next one is, you've heard of games to you. They come in that big trailer that they pull, and they do they open the trailer, there's video games, but they also will do laser tag outside, and they have bubble machines and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a they're everywhere. It's a like a franchise, games, I guess, called Games to You, the number two and the letter U. And they bring out a trailer to your event, and they do schools, they do camps and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I've heard good things. I know a couple of camp directors who have used them. They're a little pricey, I think, but that's easy go-to.
Video game truck, laser tag. Mm-hmm. They got the hamster balls and the bubble balls. Booger Wars. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Is. The big nose thing. I remember that. Yeah.
Candy cannon. Got some like giant slingshot launchers, a rock wall.
Yeah.
Gyroscope. Oh, they do the foam machine party.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring out inflatable go. They got lots of stuff. Never heard of them.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you haven't heard of them. But yeah, Games to You. Check them out.
Like that. All right. Next on my list is, and this is something we would do at the Boy Scout camp all the time, is a craftsman. So somebody that has a particular set of skills. But we had a blacksmith come out and do blacksmithing with the kids. Show them how to do it. What are you laughing at?
You said you're like a particular set of skills. And then you shook your head and you're like, particular set of skills.
You gotta be like, what's his character? Name? Like the guy from Taken.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. But I have a particular set of skills. But
just the way you did it, like you just shook your head to get into your
life.
Double
take.
Particular set of skills.
It's my double take. I'm like, wait a second. I have a
second. Hilarious.
But we had a blacksmith come out, or if you had somebody that we had somebody come out and did welding, taught welding and things like that.
Oh, wow. So they just bring all their gear and stuff out?
Yeah. And I know a lot of chainsaw artists will do demonstrations and things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That would be really cool. Something neat to have. But yeah, they bring their stuff and they help out with it. Was great for the Boy Scouts because we needed somebody that had the technique to teach for the merit badge, but it was also really cool to watch. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, that is neat. I like that idea. I never thought about that. My next one would be a motivational speaker. There are some really good motivational speakers out there that go to schools and that type of thing. Get the kids fired up and give them some, help them with their moral compass maybe.
Yeah.
And I think a lot can come out of a motivational speaker. You definitely, this is not something that I think you're going to find a good one for free to come out. You'll have to spend some money, but it can be very good for the kids and for your staff and for the camp.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be cool. Next on my list is a community leader of some kind. So we had the mayor of Washington came and talked to our staff one year. Cool. You can have different community leaders come out and just talk to the campers, what it means to be part of a community, or just little lessons on littering maybe, or stuff like that. And a lot of those are very willing because they want to come and help the future generations.
For sure. That's a good idea. My next one is a caricaturist. So come and do characters, especially like in a cabin. You couldn't do one-on-one. That would take forever if they did each kid, but if you did cabin groups, and obviously this is somebody you'd have to pay as well. But I remember we went to a theme park with our staff, the end of summer thing, and we all piled into their little booth, and the characterist was like, okay, did just our heads and everything else. And that was a keepsake. We made copies of those at Kinko's or whatever, and everybody got one. It was very cool. So yeah. I think that would be fun.
How do you say it again?
Isn't it caricaturist?
I don't know. I was just wondering because it's a caricature.
Caricature. Oh, no, you're right. Characterist.
I don't know how, but I don't know what you would say for the artist.
Artist. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
Somebody that makes someone that does caricatures.
You know what? This is not a vocabulary podcast.
Last one for me is a dance instructor. Maybe town dance. This would be good marketing for them too, as well, because somebody might decide they really like dance. They could go to their studio and learn more. But even just to come teach a fun dance or a popular dance, or maybe even a TikTok dance of some kind, to just come teach the choreography to your whole camp and learn dance. And then again, good marketing for them as well.
I used to work for a couple of Parks and Rec departments that I worked for did a cotillion. And so that's for Cotillion. That's for sixth graders, typically sixth graders. There are more advanced Cotillions for high school, but the programs that I was involved with were sixth graders, and they learn like basic dining etiquette. So if you're, say, at a wedding, where the forks, each fork is for, where what each plate is for, in the higher society, what the whole placement is and how to act at a fine dining establishment kind of thing. But they also dance as part of that. And so it's ballroom dance instruction, and it's the different types of ballroom dances. So the instructor, who we always contract out, come in, they would teach all the etiquette and the dancing of it. And then at the end of this 8-week program or 10-week program, you had a event where there was dancing and there was dining. We usually did it at a, like an Embassy Suites or something like that. We'd rent up a ballroom and have it catered and that kind of thing. So yeah, it was really cool events. There are instructors that will come out. This, the instructor that we had, would also go to the school and do part of a PE for a few weeks. She would teach them ballroom dancing. And so they're out there that can teach that. So that's another option besides the hip hop or the TikTok or anything dances. You could do that. And it'd be
by
fun.
The way, for the those of you listeners that are lesser status like me and did not know what a cotillion was.
I didn't know until I started working there.
It is an 18th century French dance.
The word of the day
I learned.
Nice. The high school ones, that's where they get into like gowns and they put on gloves, and they have a cotillion that is like this huge ballroom.
Do like a masquerade big one.
Oh, there you go.
Do that in the fall.
Yeah, dance instructors, you get all kinds of different. The hard part with the younger kids, or with any kids really, is if you do couples like ballroom dancing, is getting them to dance together. But we've had it where boys can dance with boys, girls can dance with whoever you want to dance with. It doesn't matter, just as long as you're going through the steps and everything else. Somebody's leading, somebody's following.
The and hardest part is not that. The hardest part is teaching someone like me how to do dancing.
That's fair.
I have zero rhythm.
Well, that's what the instruction is for. You should, now, you're, I don't think it would help. Needs to be led.
I'm pretty sure it would not help. Right. I have trouble with those fitness, following those fitness ladies on the show.
Why are you following fitness ladies on the show? You need chair yoga. Do chair yoga. This is for the 55 plus.
Is that it? Okay. And goat yoga. I tried that. It didn't work.
Oh, there you go. I love that. So my last one, volunteers. Ask volunteers to come to camp. And specifically, what I was thinking was, if you had a camp-wide game that was a huge event that had like zombies or wizards and stuff, but they're all extras or like NPCs of a video game, have volunteers come to be those zombies and that type, to kind of chase the kids around while they're trying to come up with a cure or whatever. However you do your camp-wide game, it's instead of having your staff thinned out playing these characters, get some volunteers to do it.
Tied in with that. Get some past staff to come back. The ones that kids will remember that they would love.
Yeah, we didn't even put like alumni and that type of thing, but for sure.
Kids would love that. Well, that was 20 guests, 20-ish guests.
I would say if you have any other ideas, call us, but nobody ever calls.
No one.
It's very rare.
Kurt just sits by his phone all week waiting for a phone call and no one.
And no one. I cry. I get in the fetal position in a corner and cry. Nobody loves us.
All by myself. No, yeah. I'll make a little video. We'll have pictures of you sitting there waiting by the phone in the background. In the arms of the angels. Just a second today. You can call Kurt and leave him a message.
Adopt a Kurt.
Dr. Kurt. Hello. Anywho, next time we will be back with another magazine style.
Maybe.
If Kurt gets it done, figures it out. Otherwise, next time we will be back with another amazing episode.
It could be the magazine. It could be the specialty, camps. Camp. Yeah. It'll be something. We promise it'll be something.
It'll be something.
Awesome. Hey, listen, we don't get paid for this. So take what you get.
You get your money's worth. That's for sure. Right. Actually, it does cost a little. Don't you have to pay to actually upload these? Yeah. So you definitely get your money. It's negative. We're getting negative amount. Your money's worth.
Oh, my goodness. So
awesome. Until next time, from around the campfire, this has been Kurt and Chris. Thanks for listening.
See ya.